This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jay. This weekend seems very busy. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of holiday stuff going on. You got the movie Wicked opening up in theaters. A lot of people are going to go to that. That's going to be packed this weekend.
Again, I'm just going to say it again. I feel so sorry for you guys. And I know that you love it too, but for all of you that have out-of-towners coming in, I mean, it is. How many do you have total coming in? So
I'm going to have four.
Four?
Four, five total.
Yeah, so you're going to have five. And then my girlfriend, she has 10 coming in. It's just so, I mean, it's exciting. I know y'all are excited too, but man, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah. But they're not staying at my house, so that helps a little bit. But if you're hosting and they're staying there for several days, then it's a lot of work.
And
it's
I don't think people appreciate how much effort and how much anxiety and stress there is into hosting people.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
You just kind of take it for granted. You're just like, oh, yeah.
And you clean everything to have everything just destroyed within 5 minutes of them being there anyway.
Yeah. The first 24 hours is a lot of fun. Then you're ready for them to back up and hit the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, did you find the audio? I guess we're all excited over this Juju dude, huh?
I did find it.
Woo!
What, who?
Juju!
Who's Juju?
He's Juju Lewis.
He's coming to see you to play football. I guess he's a top recruit.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about him either, JB.
Wait, hold on. All right, start all over. All right.
There's a guy named Juju.
Juju Lewis?
Yeah. He's a football player in high school now.
In high school?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And he's considered, well, no, he's decommitting from USC to come to CU. I think he was redshirted last year.
So he's not out of high school?
I would have to, let me just double check that. But yeah,
right, anyway.
He decommitted from USC and he's coming to CU.
Oh, okay.
Right, so he will come in as a freshman.
He didn't want to go to
CU.
USC?
No.
That's an amazing college.
Yeah. This is a good school.
No, holy crap.
It's a good school.
I mean, CU's great too, but what the hell?
Yep.
Dion better stay.
Yeah. So this Juju guy coming to see you, this guy comes in here as ranked as, I think, the top quarterback in the nation for his age.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Spadil yesterday, so excited. He was texting everybody, man. And I'm like, who the hell's Juju? I don't know Juju.
Wow.
But yeah,
so,
it's a big deal.
All right. So here's what I'm guessing happened then. Because yesterday we talked about how Dion might be going to Dallas and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I bet you anything that Dion signed something that said, I promise I'm staying here.
There's no way that kid would sign without that happening.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Whoa.
There's no way that Dion Sanders signed anything that said that I will
for
be here for your entire college
not
career.
Not entire, I didn't say entire. That he would be there for at least this year or whatever it says, because for him not to go to USC, and you can't screw that kid over.
I don't think that kid would come here if Dion wasn't going to be part of the program for at least another season.
College coaches do this all the time. They do it all the time. They recruit with the intention that their program is going to be stable all the time. And then a coach will leave a year later. It happens all the time.
Well, it's maybe part of a year later. I'm just saying there's business. Definitely some kind of promise to that kid for at least a year that Deion will be there.
Because Deion, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy that would just make false promises and not follow through with them.
To pull some kid from USC, I agree with you. Yeah. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Difference of opinion. Yeah. Okay. But let me lay it out this way. You got this kid over here, this Juju kid, who's really good, and you've promised him and blah, blah, blah. But then you've got your own flesh and blood son who just got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys come to you and say, hey, how would you like to jump to the NFL with your own son, like a LeBron and his son, right? And make this promise and a lot more money. And you don't even take it?
Well, we don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Cowboys have a really low chance of getting
Shador. I'm just saying that's the way he would leave. If that occurred, he would go.
I don't know. Anyway.
He would go.
Anyway, so that's exciting that we have this guy. Now, I wanted, on a different note, I know Powerball Pete is blowing up our phones today about this whole guy and that Deion's absolutely staying, blah, blah, blah. But let's go into something different. Did you know that half of our people that listen to the show do not know that Powerball Pete actually works here?
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Is that so weird? Have we not made that clear? Like, he works here?
He's just some dude that we talk about all the time.
I don't think so. But
I just took it for granted that people knew that he was an AE and account executive here. But I guess because yesterday we're driving, and now my girlfriend has listened to this show the entire time you and I have been together, right? The entire time for years. And she goes, wait a minute, you had a meeting with Pete at the state for what? And I go, he's an account executive. She goes, oh my God, I thought he was just a guy that came in and bought you guys Powerball tickets.
I don't know if we'd allow that, somebody off the street to do our Powerball for us.
It's so random. Yeah. She's listened to us for 10 years and never even knew. I was like, wow, we need to explain things better.
Hey, you guys got my money? The drawing's tonight.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skin, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I think you finally cleared the air on Powerball Pete.
I know, isn't that
funny? I think you cleared the air on this because a lot of people obviously didn't know.
I know that he works here and he's an account executive.
And some of these thoughts that people had actually aren't far from the truth. Like he just follows us around to be our friend.
Yeah,
he kind of does that.
So
he does.
My girlfriend, we were driving and I was telling her about a meeting or whatever. She's like, wait, he works there? Powerball Pete? I thought he just like bought you guys Powerball tickets and stopped by and would buy you guys Powerball tickets. And I was like, no. So I brought that to you guys and it says, I'm guilty. I didn't know. I thought he was just a guy that played the Powerball with you guys. Somebody else said, I thought the same thing. I've also listened for 10 years. Had no idea. Yeah. I didn't know Powerball Pete didn't work there. I just thought he was a mega fan. I thought that he was Jamie's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I thought he was some guy that just walked around, followed you around, wanting to be your friend.
Now, Pete also is a part of the show simply because he wants us to mention him every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, he loves
that
it.
Way, when somebody cold calls the radio station looking to advertise. They'll ask for Powerball Pete because it's the only name they know.
Right.
But up until today, we just assumed that. But obviously, nobody even knows he
exactly.
works here. So he's not be getting phone calls at all.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
What a clown.
I know, right? Wait. No, he's not a clown. That was mean.
No, I mean that in a very good way because
oh God,
I love clowns.
A human's clown.
He's I'm a clown. Oh. Us clowns stick together. Powerball Pete's one of my buddies, man. He pulls up in the parking lot as I'm leaving every day. Yeah, he gets here at 10 o'clock, folks. But he pulls in as he'll sit out there and talk to me.
Oh,
and,
God.
And he and I just clown around all the time. But he's a great guy. Great guy.
He is a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some would be like, you know, kind of hurt if you called him a clown.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he would be. He's been called much worse.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, that is.
BJ and Jay.
Pretty proud of me, aren't you?
I'm actually shocked.
Go ahead. Just keep talking about me if you don't mind.
I'm so proud. I'm not only proud of you, but I'm shocked and awed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in me. It just takes
really
a while
not.
To come out.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
It's really not.
Look, we're talking about Christmas gifts, and this year my wife and I decided that we weren't going to do really anything. I mean, you could get something little like socks or something, but nothing big, nothing big. We're going to save it, and we're redoing a basement, whatever. You know how those deals you cut with your spouse.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got to do a little something.
I feel like you got to do something as well.
Yeah, you're a schmuck if you don't, right?
Yeah. But it's Christmas.
So I told Jamie what I'm doing.
Add on the G.
And nobody would have ever guessed this from me.
That you
nobody.
Think of anybody but yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
you didn't have to say it like that.
Well, no, it's like you buy gifts that you get to, well, that's more Carson, that you get to use. Like
a lot
of times you men buy things that you want to do as well.
I'll give you that.
A trip or something
men
like that.
Men do, but I don't normally. Right. I mean, like last time, remember I bought those, what is it where you put on those leg sleeves and they vibrate, they warm up, and what are those called? They're like these.
I have no idea.
You're a fitness guy.
Yeah. Are you talking about like the leg compression thing?
Yeah. That.
You didn't explain them very well.
No.
They warm up and vibrate.
Yeah, they don't heat up.
Right. Well, that just shows you.
I don't call it that. I have one of those warm up and vibrate, but
Well, this is for your
leg.
I didn't explain it because I obviously didn't buy it for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't. But so I'm not kind of that guy, but I will buy stuff that's kind of goofy sometimes.
Right.
So I'm not really the best. But this year.
I'm not going to give it away, but I am impressed. Like, I really am. Like, you actually thought of her.
This is a great gift.
Yeah.
It's almost like I listened to her.
I know. I know. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that's really the part that's wacky about this. It's like I've paid attention.
But
that's just not me.
But don't give it away. I have this hard problem. So yesterday when we were at the Christmas market or whatever, I bought presents for my friends and I just gave it to them. Like right there.
Yeah, because you want to see their reaction.
I know, but we have a big Christmas. All eight girls get together for a big Christmas party. I've just ruined like two.
Because now they don't have anything to open for
them. Because like.
You're on the hook to buy something else now.
Oh,
that's what it
true.
Is.
Yeah.
All you did was just ruin it for yourself.
I know, because I couldn't stop myself.
Because you're going to end up. There's no way you give it to them now and say, okay, this is for Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah. It ain't going to work that way with your best friends.
So,
you got to start over again.
We were at the Peruvian market where the alpacas are, right?
They have a Peruvian?
Not only do they have a Peruvian market.
Over at the Cherry Creek?
Yeah, but they also have Ukrainian food. Yeah.
Ukrainian food?
Yeah.
Did you eat any of it?
Michelle got a box of it for her husband. It's hot food.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a
pop-up. Is it like Ukrainian corn on the cob or something?
Listen.
What
I
is
just,
it?
I have
Ukrainian
no, I was,
meat?
I was walking.
Ukrainian kraut.
Listen. Okay, there's so much to unwind here, okay? First of all, I was in the Peruvian thing looking at the women that, you know, how my son said it. Man, Mom, those Inca women can really sell you stuff. When he went
the
to Peru.
Inca? Yeah,
because he went to Peru, and I was like, I got these charges from Peru. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you charging all this stuff on my credit card? He's like, oh, those Inca women, man, they'll really get
you. They get you, yeah.
I think I'd be a sucker down
right?
there. Right? Yeah.
So anyway, they have a pop-up, and my girlfriend works at the courthouse, and it's really, really cold. And so they had these, like, half gloves. And she's like, oh my God, I would really love to have those because my hands are always cold in the courtroom. And so she walked around with my other friend and I bought him real fast. And I was so excited and I bought him. And then I was like, here. And I, instead of waiting.
Because that's a great gift that she's obviously really excited about. Yeah.
But I give it away. So don't do that is what my long story is about.
No.
Yeah, do not, because I know you.
And don't do it on Amazon because you guys
share
connected.
The lifts. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The list.
I've already thought of all this.
So then going back to the Ukrainian food. So we get a phone call from my friend's husband, Demando is what I like to call him. And he's like, all I can hear is her side. She's like, I told you, heat up the chicken curry and the rice in the fridge. Oh my God, I'll be home soon or I'll be home later, whatever. And so obviously he doesn't know how to like make his own meal.
Use
right?
a microwave.
He's a grown ass man, right?
Right.
And then she's like, yes, I got it. I will make your lunch for tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, what kind of marriage is this? And so she looks at me and she's just like exhausted from Demando, right? And we're like, what are you doing? And she's like, I don't know. He just, whatever, it's fine. I'll take care of him. I like to do it. And we're like, ugh. And then so we stop by this Ukrainian pop-up. She gets all this crap in this styrofoam thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not crap, you know, whatever. And it sits in my car for 4 hours last night. My whole car smells like Ukraine.
That's the worst part. You got to drive in that for a week.
Is it a curry?
Blend of stuff or what?
Is that what it smells
like? Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the gifts.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Again, I've really
so proud of you.
Thought about this, and I'm on a roll here. So I think I'm going to do good for the Christmas. All right, now, women, Christmas. It's tough to buy for them. It really is. I mean, you really got to pay attention in order to pull this off.
That is true. So they just came out with the number one gift that women All right, want.
Let me think about that, okay?
The number one.
Now, I know for Mother's Day, every single year, it's time. She wants time away from the family.
Right.
You know, maybe even, you know, a massage, spa day, all that. Now, right. I'm guessing that's going to be not the top thing.
But it's pretty high up there.
It is?
Yeah.
It's still up there high, but is it number one?
No, it is not.
It's not number one. No. What does she want? New car with a bow on it.
Everybody wants that.
Yeah. Who doesn't want that?
I know, right? I've done that for a couple of people.
Yeah.
And I've never had it done for me.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That is sad.
That big magnetic bow you put
on
there.
Oh my gosh, I want to do it so bad.
A divorce.
Oh, I bet a lot of women would want that. Yeah. Yeah.
Spadilla, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. Man.
I could not be married to Demando. I would want a divorce. But she loves taking care of him, so that's her thing.
I give up. That's two good guesses I have.
Okay. All right. And don't say anything. Okay. When I say this, you two, because I know you'll know what it is.
Okay.
Don't say a word.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what the number one thing that women want is RIP.
RIP?
RIP.
R-I-P.
You got this.
RIP.
Rest.
Rest. Rest in peace?
Nope.
Oh, that's dying.
Come on.
Rash. Rest.
Rash.
RIP.
RIP. R-I-P. I don't know.
You don't?
No.
It's the guy from Yellowstone.
Yep.
He just plays a song. He's so mad.
It's time to go home. Show's over.
Am I right?
Show's over. RIP.
RIP.
Really. RIP.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.